Welcome back. The choosing of the bride. Funny enough, sir, the name of your ministry, of this local assembly, is the Bride Assembly.
Yes.
And this TV station is also called the Bride TV. I want to know, is it from this scripture you got that name, or is it God that gave it to you? You saw a vision, you heard the voice, or what's outcome about this name, the Bride Assembly?
Actually, I hear people, you know, say God gave them a name
for the ministry.
Say, go in the ministry, and God say, this is the name. I was asking the Lord, which name should I use? And maybe that is why you are trying to ask, maybe God gave me that name.
Yes,
no,
sir.
No. I'm still to understand that.
You mean God did not give you the name, the Bride Assembly?
I even generally, not only me, including those who say God gave them, I am yet to understand that. Actually, I used to be confused about that. Until I came to the book of Esther. And then it became clearer for me.
Okay.
You know. But it's okay. I fought that. But you see, revelation is progressive.
Amen.
God sent a message to this age.
Amen.
And I caught it. You know, we sing a song that came with this revival.
Amen.
God's attributes were manifested.
That's right.
To his bride
in this last age.
We have caught the revelation.
Amen.
By the last prophet's message, and we know who we are.
Amen.
And what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original. And that's how the song goes.
Yes, sir.
And the song, one of the stanzas of the song says, our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded. And we have responded to our God, who is the original life. Now, you see this stanza in the song, then takes you to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
It says, we have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. What is the message? The message is from verse 14.
2 Corinthians 6 from verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my
people. Number 17.
Wherefore, come out from among them.
That is the message.
And be ye separate,
you see,
saith the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And touch not the unclean things,
uh-huh,
and I will receive you.
Uh-huh.
And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters,
and,
saith the Lord
and
Almighty.
And the same thing in Revelation chapter 18 and verse 4.
Revelation 18, 4.
Yes.
It says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying,
uh-huh,
come out of her, my people,
uh-huh,
that ye be not partakers of her sins.
And come out of Babylon.
And that ye receive not of her plagues.
You see, so through the ministry of William Branham, a very unique ministry, like so many people know my testimony, we are able to know that the confusion that is going on in Christendom, certainly under that confusion, Christ cannot come to pick a bride for himself.
That's true.
And to get the people ready, God sent
a messenger.
A message.
Amen.
Through a messenger.
Amen. And,
and
amen.
That is the man, William Aaron Branham.
Hallelujah.
Through that ministry, we caught the revelation of the confusion that is going on. And then the message is, come out of that confusion.
Amen.
And then when we look at certain types, maybe we'll go into that in the course of our discussion today, we discover that there is a marriage that is going on. and a group of people are involved in that marriage. They are called the bride to prepare the people for homegoing. That is the bride. And William Branham kept emphasizing that we are no more in the Pentecostal church age. We're not in the bride age. So if we are in the bride age, then God is gathering his bride. And with that revelation in mind, as this church people began to gather, we had already started gathering before we got this
message. Wow.
In fact, we were already over 100 members.
My God.
Before we thought, this may be a gathering church is putting up, is putting up together.
Wow.
So the ministers, we came together, you know, the leaders of that group. Then we said, look, it's very obvious this is a church coming up, and we need an identity. And the identity needs to reflect what we believe. And since we believe that we are part of the bride of Christ in this age, and that we hope that this will be an assemblage of all people who are desiring to go in the rapture to be part of the bride of Christ, why don't we call it the bride assembly?
Hallelujah.
And it fitted exactly the revelation we have, and so we adopted that name, the bride assembly.
So you chose the name of this ministry by revelation.
By revelation.
But you are saying something that almost stumbled me. Are you saying God cannot truly give the name of a church?
I said I used to kick against it.
Okay.
But revelation further, and I'll prove it maybe later on.
All right.
For you to know that, yes, certainly God allowed it to happen.
Hey, okay, we'll get there, sir. But in your analogy now, you said the bride age, we are not in the Pentecostal age, we are not in the bride age.
Yes.
Are you saying only the seventh church age makes up the bride? Don't you have bride from other church ages?
Every age. You see, now we are coming to age. Now, this is theology. A lot of people, we can't throw away theology, you know, because we are going back to history. Then we are going back to the operations, you know, of the Spirit of God, you know, in the church. We are going back to God's agenda. You see, there are scriptures that make these things clear, that when the gospel came to Israel, they rejected the gospel. You know, but remember that before the rejection, of course, before a problem, solution is already done. That's Amen. Why God is God.
Hallelujah.
When you begin to look at Revelation chapter 1, you see.
Revelation 1.
Yes. In Revelation chapter 1, maybe from verse 3, you will see churches mentioned there. I want to be very sure of where you should read from. From verse 10, I'm sorry.
From verse 10.
Yes.
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna.
You see, they are churches. Now, if you read on up to Laodicea, there are seven churches.
Yes, sir.
Now, you discover that it is these seven localities are just a type of the seven church ages. When the Bible begin to speak of the seven spirits of God, then you now know it is the seven move of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
In this seven different dispensation.
Amen.
And as history shows, and we all are aware, all theologians know, the church has been evolving. The church has been dynamic, moving from, you know, stage to stage. Within this period, covering a period of about 2,000 years.
Amen.
For that is the period that is allotted to the Gentiles when Israel rejected the gospel. We catch that from Hosea chapter 6.
Amen.
And verse 2. Now we know that it's after 2,000 years he will come back to Israel.
Yes, sir.
Now, within this period, there are seven different dispensations. Now, each of these churches in Asia Minor, from Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea.
Yes, sir.
They had peculiarities that were going to reflect each of these seven church ages, and messages are therefore given to them. Then, when you come to Matthew 13,
yes, sir.
That great scribe, I call him a scribe.
Yes, sir.
One of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 13, you will notice that there are seven parables there. And very interestingly, by the spirit of revelation, you will see that each age there, from the first parable there,
yes,
was a reflection of how the church was going to move through the seven different dispensations.
Amen.
And each parable reflected each age.
Yes, sir.
And all the peculiarities you will see in those churches listed chronologically like that.
Amen.
With the last seven churches at Laodicea.
Amen.
Each of them, as you see that rebuke and the message given to them, and so on, they reflected each of these ages.
Amen.
Now, each of those ages had a bride, the bride of Christ.
Okay.
You see, each of them had the bride of Christ, and they went through, you know, whatever they went through to qualify them for that age. Each age had her qualification to be the bride.
Amen.
You see?
Okay.
Each age had her qualification
to be the bride.
And you will notice, for instance, that in Revelation chapter 7.
Yes, sir.
Now, you will notice from verse 9.
After this I beheld,
yes,
and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying.
Now, before we go there, verse 9, take note. How many people are there?
Multitudes. Great multitude.
Which no man could number. From where?
All kindreds,
nations, people, and all tongues. People and tongues of the earth.
Amen.
Multitude.
Yes, sir.
Multitude. Uncountable multitude. And when you come to verse 13, what does he say?
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?
Now, see what qualified them to be dressed like that in white robes?
And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation.
They came out of great tribulation.
And have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Now, you will notice that they washed their robes.
Amen.
You see, washing their robes there is the garment of righteousness.
Amen.
Now, when you say righteousness, right standing before God.
Amen.
It's not about they were not stealing, they were not killing, they were not smoking, they were not fornicating, they were not this. It goes beyond that. Because moral people would also do the same thing.
But, that's true, sir.
But there was an expectation of God for that time. You see, so every age had her message, had what they were to overcome, and that is the message for that age. So every age, in answer to your question, every age had her bride.
Okay.
Now remember that Apostle Paul even made a statement. He said, I have fought a good fight. He now said, I have run the race.
Yes, sir.
How did he put it?
Henceforth, there is laid up for me.
Now he was sure that there is a crown of righteousness that was awaiting him.
Yes, sir. 2 Timothy chapter 4,
yes,
from verse 7. I have fought a good fight.
Yes.
I have finished my course.
You see?
I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing.
So even at that age, you see that he was already sure of his crown of righteousness.
Amen.
That is part of the bride for that age.
But
remember again,
yes, sir,
that Jesus Christ also spoke about his coming.
Yes, sir.
He will come as lightning. That lightning in Matthew 24.
Yes, sir.
That lightning from the east to the west. And he ended by saying, where the carcass is,
yes, sir,
there will the eagle also be gathered.
Yes,
so
sir,
you notice that where the world and the carcass gathered in seven different church ages.
Amen.
As the gospel was moving from one age to the other, from one age to the other, you know, the standard for righteousness for every age will appear. And those who qualified and who met that standard, they became the bride for that age.
Amen.
So also is this age.
Amen. Yes. Wow. I was going to ask then, is not entirely correct to say this is the bride age, is it?
No, that's why I say that is what we used to believe, that the revelation is progressive.
Okay.
You know, why we keep saying this is the bride age, we're saying that this is the age for the rapture.
Okay,
that is another language of trying to say this is the age for
the rapture.
Okay, because the bride has been in preparation.
Yes, sir.
has been in preparation, and very soon the crowning of it all will take place this age, when
super.
The dead in Christ, that is the saints, the bride of all the ages, will rise first. Then we, which are alive, we will be changed. Now, is this changing in this age that we say is the bride age?
Okay. All right. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll ask the pastor what qualifies one to be among the bride. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.